Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
Hello, Benedict. I'll give you a quick rundown before we throw over to Tessa, who's down at Grassy, and she'll be able to tell some of the kind of the start of the race. But just to give you a rundown, Downing M1 at the top of the division, they took the headship off Keys last year. The kind of just gone off, so we'll throw to Tessa after I run down the rest of the boats. We've got Jesus M1, LMBT M1, Pembroke M1, Queens M1, Christ M1, First and Third M1 who collected their spoons last year, St Cats M1 who collected their blades last year, Peace House M1, Girton M1, Kings M1, Clare M1, Robinson M1, Emma M1, Tit Hall M1, Magdalen M1, and Fitz M1. And I think we should probably throw to Tessa now because she'll be able to see the boats coming round first post and into the gut.
Hello there, Tessa. What can you see from where you are?
At the moment, I can't see anything. There's a couple of ducks on the river and a lot of excited spectators.
Super. Let us know as you start to see things coming down. Jack's just giving us a rundown of the division. Obviously, we've just heard the starting cannon go off. So what do you think is going to be the biggest battle in this?
Okay, great. I can just see...
I think
Downing coming round the corner. They're looking quite tight. Keyes, I think, is catching them.
Super.
And the third boat, Jesus. So we've kind of got collision. Keyes are gaining on Downing.
Fits them one the sandwich.
Jack, we're just handing over to Jack now for a second.
Coming around the corner as well.
Hello, Jack.
Hello, Benedict.
Yep. Let us know what you can see, Jack.
So I'm on the long reach. I can hear the boats coming around at the moment, but unfortunately it's still very calm on the long reach at the moment. It's going to explode in a second though when Downing M1, the imperious Downing M1 and Keys M1 come blasting around Disson Corner trying to catch one another.
Any more from you, Tessa?
Come on, Pembroke! Yeah, Pembroke!
To Tessa, yeah. Pembroke have really, really close. It looks like they're going to bump. There's overlap.
Go on, Pembroke! Go on!
What's the gap now? Jack, what can you see from where you are?
Again, I can hear more than I can see at the moment on the long reach. I'm anticipating Downing and Keys to come up to Disson, probably still on station. Those boats are incredibly evenly matched as they were last year. Jesus M1, LMBC M1, incredibly evenly matched as well. It's worth noting that these M1 boats in May bumps 2014, so the last bumps we had, there weren't many bumps in the division at all, really. And the CUCBC were threatening to try and mix up the division slightly to get some more excitement. But I can hear the bank parties coming around now, and the crowd are starting to cheer as we have, it looks like coming around the corner, we've got Downing. Of course we have Downing coming around the corner first. They haven't been caught by Keys yet at Disson. Downing pulling away from Keys. I think by the looks of it, as they come around Disson, Downing have actually managed to extend their initial lead on Keys.
We're going to throw back to Tessa now. Tessa, what can you see where you are?
Peterhouse crashed into the side. Robinson bumped Claire. Pembroke bumped Maggie.
Super. Anything else that you can see from where you are?
Emma just going through now. And I think Trinity Hall is like quite far behind them. That's all I can see.
Any news? Can you see any boats behind that? We're looking for Magdalen and whether they have been bumped by Fitz.
I can't see Magdalen.
Okay, so possibly a bump right down the bottom of the division there. We're going to throw over to Jack now. Jack, any sign of first and third and Cats?
Can't see first and third and Cats. I do, right, I've got Downing, Keys and Jesus all rowed past me. They look roughly on station. I think those top three boats are all going to row over. We've then got a gap for Queens M1. So I'm presuming that Pembroke M1 have bumped up on Lady Margaret M1. the Queen's boat, quite interestingly, they've got a GoPro with a tripod attached to the back of their boat. I'm surprised it's staying on. I don't know what they've used to stick it on. Anyway, the one behind them is Christ M1. First and third M1 are pulling. We now have overlap the Black Prince, first and third M1 boat. Overlap. The bowman is now past the bow ball. It looks like we're going to have a bump very soon. There's going to be a collision. And there's the concession there. So Christ M1 have been bumped by first and third M1. First and third, they collected their spoons last year. This is going to be massive for them to get a bump on the first day of Lent bumps.
Any
behind
sign,
first and third.
Any sign of Queens, Jack?
Queens, yeah, they've gone past me already. No, they haven't. Yes, they have, in fact. Yes. Queens have gone past me. They look like they're going to be good for a row over. So that's the top three boats, and Queens are looking
so
good for a row
we're
over.
Looking out for we're looking out for Cats and Peterhouse. Any sign of them?
I haven't seen Cats or Peterhouse at all. The next boat, I think Cats and Peterhouse, they must have bumped because Girton are being chased by Kings M1 now on the long reach. There's now only a canvas between the boats. It looks like Kings are going to try and push and get this bump before the kink in the long reach here. They're looking, boats are looking incredibly strong at the moment. As Girton pull over to the far side of the river trying to avoid Kings. Quite often you see that on the long reach where the boats will pull over to the side. They'll try and make them overtake. They're going to make them work so hard for that bump as Kings take this near line, nearest to me. And Kings look like they're going to be going for the overlap on Girton, even. And it looks behind them, so behind the Kings and Girton battle, we then have Emma M1, so Robinson M1 and Claire M1 must have bumped already. But this the interesting one as we go past the King in long reach. It looks like Kings are getting the overlap on Girton. Doesn't look like Girton are going to concede unless Kings decide to turn in, try and get that bump straight away. That'll be something that will... It's going to disappear away into the distance. I might have to chase this one down if there's no concession. There
Jack,
doesn't have to
run.
Be a concession unless there's a bump.
Run,
okay,
Jack.
I will run. I will run, Benedict.
Okay.
Thank you very much. You've made me do so much running today.
I'm going to go for an unofficial rundown of the information that we've collected so far here in the studio, and then we're going to get back to Jack once he's finished running and or fallen in the river. So at the top of the division, we have Downing M1, Keys M1 and Jesus M1, who look to have all rowed over. Three very strong crews there. We have Pembroke M1 bumping up on Lady Margaret M1. Queens M1 rows over. First and third M1, the Black Prince, bumps up on Pembroke M1. Bumps up on Christ's M1. Peterhouse M1 bumped up on Cats M1. Kings M1 bumped up on Girton M1. Robinson M1 bumped up on Claire M1, and we're still trying to work out what's gone on with Emma, Tithall and Maudlin and Fitz. Beth's got some important news.
I'm being informed by people at the river that it looks like Emma and Tithall are going to get a row over, but Maudlin probably were bumped by Fitz right at the beginning of the race.
We're going to chuck back to Jack. Jack?
I can confirm that Kings managed to catch Girton just before the railway bridge, and Emma and Trinity Hall look like they're going to row over. But after that, doesn't look like there's any other bumps. So I think we can, well, as you called the division provisionally, I think we can call that pretty certain now.
Okay, the only one that we're not so sure about, we haven't heard anything about yet, is Maudlin and Fitz. Oh, no, we have had that confirmed. Super. Okay, so I think we've got a fairly good idea of what's gone on there.
Lent bumps.
Cam F.
Hi there. Yes, I'm down at Chesterton with the official CUCBC result from the M1 division 2015. So, at the top of the division, Downing, Keys and Jesus all rode over. After that, Pembroke M1 bumped Lady Margaret M1. Queens rode over. First and Thirds M1 bumped Christ's M1. Peterhouse M1 bumped St Catherine's M1. Kings have bumped Girton. Robinson have bumped Clare. Emmanuel and Trinity Hall M1 have both rode over. And Fitz, the sandwich boat, has bumped Maudlin M1 up into the first division. So, thank you very much. A great day's racing. Back to the studio.
Thank you very much, Rob.
Lent bumps.
Cam FM.